This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 2 for Daf Pei Maseches Kuvos. We're Peim and Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down at the end of the line, Iboiluhu. So we've discussed already that when it comes to a husband who puts in money into certain expenses into the Nichtzim Bialug of his wife, so we said he gets to pay, he's paid back if he hasn't consumed anything. But if he has, so he doesn't get paid back. So here we have a case where we have a sharecroppers, and they improve the field, and they work for a certain percentage. And the question is, can they get a share of the improvements that they put into the field? Ibailahu Baal Shahorid Arisim Tachtav, the husband who placed Arisim literally in his place. Ma, what's the halacha? Adaita de Baal Nachis. Do we say that on the one hand they take the place of the husband? They came down literally in the because of the husband, and therefore is talik le baal, is talik luhu. If the husband is removed, then he can't receive compensation because there was something that was already produce that was used, that was consumed, so they're removed as well. They can't be getting any compensation for that, for even for a share of what they improved. Odilma daita da aronachas. No, they're not coming in place of the husband. They're coming because of the land. The land needs to be worked, and you need a sharecropper to work the land. The araki kaima la risi kaima, and therefore the land stands for sharecropping, meaning and the land has to be worked. The wife would have had to hire someone out anyway, so therefore they should get a certain percentage. Take a look at Rashi, Shehorid Arisin, four lines into the wide lines, B'nichse Ishto, Lito Mechza Ushlish, to take a half or a third, Va'amad V'gersha, then the husband, of course, divorces his wife, Misha Ochal Kima, after he ate, some of the produce was consumed, Ma'usha Yidulo Ha'arisim Kivishifcham, should we say the Arisim should get some percentage, some share of that which they improved the field. Adaita Debal Nachis, says Rashi, Hu Rechni Sam, V'lohi, it's the husband who brought them into the field, and not Har, V'chiyistalik Le'bal, and once the husband is removed, because some of the produce has been consumed, istalku inhu, they are also removed, lo shakli midi, they don't get anything, ki dine, just like his halacha, just like his law, demasha hotzi hotzi, masha achalacha, as we said, what was spent, and what was eaten, what was in, was consumed, and that's the end. You can't get anything paid back for anything. That's one side. Or do we say, no, the land is la arise kaimi, im lo haridam habal, habal, if the baal didn't bring them down, haisehimo ridala socha. She'd have to hire sharecroppers. So that's where the Gemara asked that Shiloh, one or the other. So the Gemara says, Maskiflo Rava bar Rav Chanan. So he challenges the fact that we even think that the Baal, that these sharecroppers should be in the place of the Baal. Why so? Why should this be any different than someone who goes down literally to the field of his friend? And what does he do when it shows? And he plants trees into someone's field without any getting any permission from the owner. And now the field may be improved, but he wasn't given permission to do so. So what do we do here? Shaman lo v'yado ala tachtona. What we do is we evaluate based on what was the expenditure in planting these trees, and what was the shevach, in what way was the field improved, and he never has the advantage, right? He has he will never get the benefit, which means that we always look at what he gets paid back. He's always going to get the lower end of the deal. Take a look at Rashi, Shamin Lo, V'yado Achtona, halfway down in the wide lines, Litol Hayitzia, Kishir Sheva, meaning he's only going to get the Yitzia, whatever you spent, up until the amount of the improvement, and not more. In the eighth paragraph of Mitzia, V'hacha Amar, Bai L'saluke B'lo Klum. So what happens? Here, what do we say? Someone who went to someone else's field without any permission whatsoever. We evaluate. Now, he doesn't get all of the improvements, but it does get paid for the expenses, assuming that it improved somewhat. He gets paid for the expenses, but not more than that. But at least he gets something. So up until the value of the improvements, he gets paid for the expenses. So if that's true, if someone is improving someone else's field without any permission at all, and yet he gets reimbursed for the money that he spent up until the value of the shevach. So now these sharecroppers, they didn't come in without permission. They had permission. So how could they not get at least the expenses that they put into this field? That's what the Gemara is wondering. Wow, that's what Rava's challenging, Rav Bar Yochanan is challenging the first side of the of this coin, the first side of this shaila. So the Gemara tells us why the cases are completely different. Hasam leka inish detarach. Over there, who else was going to work the field? This guy came in, and no one else was going to work the field. So therefore, he should receive some compensation for the expenses, at least up until the value of the shevach of the improvements of the field. After all, he did improve the field. But hacha iko bal detarach. But here, if the sharecroppers would not have come in, so the husband wouldn't have appointed them, we would have had the husband would have done it himself, and therefore the sharecroppers are doing work why should they get paid by the woman? Why should he be paid for that? The husband would have to do that himself, and she wouldn't have had to pay him. So you take a look at Rashi, Leika Laman de Tarach, Reize Lo. This person saw, this guy, in the case of the Perakas Shoel, in the case of Yorei Lusoch Sdei Chaveru, and planting trees, he saw that there was no one was going to come to improve the field. So he went down to the field himself. And what did he make them lose? And if nothing, he improved the land. Okay, the amount of the Yitziah up until the amount of improvement that he should get. But hacha ikebal sheyatriach bahen. The Baal will go through the tericha of working the land. V'amalahu ilo nachsisu atun iu avid. The woman can say to these guys, these sharecroppers, you know, if you wouldn't have gone down to the field, my husband would have to do it. V'loya shakil hashtamidi. And he wouldn't be able to take anything at all. So now that you're what in his place, what you think you should get paid? Clearly not. So that's the difference between the two cases. So the Gemara asks, my havalah. So now how do we conclude? What's the conclusion? What's the psak halach on this issue? Amar Rav, Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Chazinan, we see, Ibal Arisu. Let's see, if the husband himself is a sharecropper, look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Ibal Arizze Arisu, Vyodea, Bitiv Arisu, Shimlo Yerdu Elu, Hayahu Atma Ovda, meaning he knows the business. He knows the sharecropping business. And if these guys, sharecroppers, would not have gone down, he would work the field himself. So then indeed, Istalak Le. If the husband is removed because a little bit of produce has been consumed, he's removed and doesn't get any compensation for his expenditure. The same thing, the sharecroppers, are removed as well. Because if they hadn't entered the field, the husband would have done whatever they did. But if the husband is not an aris, then then we can make this the argument, the second side of the coin, that indeed the land needs sharecropping, and because they did it, they should be able to charge. Ibailahu, new shaila. Baal shemachar karkala peros mahu. You have a husband, and he sold the nichse malug of his wife for the produce. Now, what it means is, I can remember that Karen belongs to the wife, but the peros belong to the husband. And that normally means that he's able to eat the eggs of the chicken and the fruit of the apple trees. That's using the peros. Here, he's not even selling the peros. He's selling the rights to the peros to someone else. Does that work? Mi amrinan mai dukani akne. Do we say whatever a person acquires for himself, he has the right to sell? So he should have the right to sell here as well. Why not? It's his right to the peros. I can sell those peros to someone else to have that right as well. Odilma, what do we say? Kitakinu le'rabbanim peros le'baal. When did the Chachamim institute the peros? That was for whom? For the husband. We go to Amud Beis. Mishum, what? Why do we give it to the husband? Mishum, revach beisa. That's so that the whole house will profit. Patap Rashi, mishum revach beisa. Sheyachnis ha'peros le'beis ve'yemozon ha'bais matzui. There'll be plenty of food there. Ve'yetiv lo. It'll be good for her. But the rights of the husband to the peros was for the benefit of the family, for the wife as well. But for him to now to sell it, the peros are not given to him as those rights. So obviously we know, we've mentioned in the past, that we have, that when it comes to the peros was because, remember, peros and pirkona. The fact that the husband has to ransom his wife from captivity, that's why he gets peros. So that's the primary reason why he gets the peros. But the Gemara here obviously is giving another reason. That part of giving the husband the peros is so that it's for the shevach of the house, revach besa, and not, it doesn't have the rights to sell them. So the Gemara says, the following. Yehuda, so what's the answer? Yehuda mar, bar, mar, reimer, mishmei, derava, mar, mashal, asa asui, meaning if he sells the rights of the produce, so it is done. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava lo asa v'lo klum. No, he had nothing. The sale is not a sale. It's nothing. So Amar Rav Papa. So now remember, it was Yehuda Bar Maremar in the name of Rava who said Masha asa asui, and the Gemara, and then Rav Papa in the name of Rava said lo asa v'lo klum. So Amar Rav Papa Hadi Yehuda Bar Maremar la beferush itmar elu michlola itmar. Meaning that which Yehuda Bar Maremar said in the name of Rava was not stated explicitly by Rava, but he was implied. Something you saw Rava did made him come to that conclusion. What happened in this? What it was a story that happened, and we see Rava gave made a ruling. Dahi it's a daila leila gavra tarti amhasa. You had a woman, and she brought into the marriage tarti amhasa two maidservants, and that was part of the nechse meluk. And the husband, whatever the payros are, the husband has the right, does to the Karen, doesn't belong, princes don't belong to him, but whatever they produce belong to him. So now the husband married another woman, and he gave his new wife one of the two maidservants. So the first wife was very upset. She came in front of Rava. This can't be. She's screaming, hey, this the Karen belongs to me. How can my husband take, just because the payros are his, to take one of the maidservants and give him to his new wife? So lo ashkach ba, Rava didn't pay any attention. So man dechaza savar mishim de savar masha asa asa. Aha. So the one who saw this story thought, you know why Rava was quiet? Because he felt that the husband had the right to sell, so to speak, or transfer nechsei malug, the same way, the same, just like our shaila, which is, can he sell the rights or give the rights over of the payers to someone? What's done is done. And that's why Yehuda Mar Bar Maremar concluded that Rava must have held Masha Asa Asri, the husband has the rights to sell the payros, from this particular story. But the Gemara says, well, oh, it's not true. That's not what Rava was doing here. He really holds that, no, it's just the opposite. The reason why the husband has the rights to the payros in Mishum Revach Besa is because of Revach Besa. So under normal circumstances, he should not be allowed to sell the payros. But here, Vaha Karevach, but here, this indeed is going to give profit to the house. Why? Because even if this shifcha is now given to what? To the other wife. She's still working in the house. So that shouldn't be a problem at all. So that's what, if you look at Rashi, Velohi, second thin line, La'olam mishum revach beisa isle the rava takonas peiros. This brings profit to the house. Even now that she's given to the second wife, Yosa Tzorchei Abayish, takes care of things, and therefore, under normal circumstances, Rava would not hold this way. That is what Rav Papa was challenging Yehuda Bar Maremar, who thought that Rava held Masha Asa Asri. It's really not true. He normally would not allow that. If there's no Ravach Besa, so it shouldn't be allowed. Only in this particular story, it did not preclude Revach Beis, and therefore it was okay. The Hilchasa, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Baal Shamachar Karkala Peros, Lo Asa of a Lo Klum. If you have a husband who sells the Nechsei Malug for the produce, so it's nothing, just like the ruling of the second Rav Papa in the name of Rav Alos of Elokim. My time, so why should this be? So hold on, we already said that it's because of Revach Beis. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that issue of Revach Besa has come up. What we mentioned earlier, really, its origin is this machlokas right over here. So, which is the opinion of Rava, as we'll see. Abaye Amar, I'll tell you the reason, not what we said before. The reason why Baal Shamach HaKakal HaPeiros Loas of Lo Klum is not because of the Revach Besa concern, but rather Chayshin and Shema Tachsif. We're afraid that what's going to happen to the field, if the husband only sells the right to the Peiros, is going to deteriorate. Why? Because the person who buys this will say, "Oh, you know what? I'm not holding on to this for that long anyway." So therefore, he's not going to put money to maintain that field. So we don't allow it. We don't allow the selling of the rights to the payros. As we look at Rashi, Shema Tachsiv, five or so lines into the thin line. Shema Tachsiv Hasadeh, Shelo Yochush Elokech, Lizablo, Litaif. It's not going to fertilize it. Dikosavar, Lamacha, Nafkas, Mina, it's going to be taken away from me. Shena Guf Shali, the Karen's not mine, so what do I care? Avalbal, Mitzape, Shema Tamosi, Bechayav. But what about the husband? He only has the rights to the Paris either. Why is he going to care? The answer is because he's thinking, he's anticipating maybe his wife will die in his lifetime. Vi Rashi's Kufakarka, Mishabechla. He may then inherit the goof of the Karen of the Kaka, so it's worth it for him to improve it and to make sure it doesn't deteriorate. And Rava Amar, the answer we gave earlier, you know why the husband doesn't have the rights to sell the peros, the rights to the peros? Mishum Revach Besa. In order to the house is going to profit, so he doesn't have the right to sell the peros because we want to make sure that the reason why he gets the peros to begin with is to bring the fruit home, is to work so that there's profit in the house, which obviously is not going to happen if we allow him to sell it. My Benayu, what's the nafka mina between these two answers? So Ika Benayu, number one, Ara Demi Karav Lamas. So let's say you have land that is Karav Lamas, so it's close to the city. So if it's close to the city, we're not afraid it's going to deteriorate. So Abaye wouldn't have a problem with the husband then selling the rights to the peros because there's no Shem Tachsif. We're not afraid it's going to deteriorate at all. Inami, but of course Rava would still have a problem because there's not going to be Revach Besa if the peros are given to someone else and the husband is not harvesting them. Inami Baal, Arisu, let's say the Baal is an Aris. He himself is a sharecropper. So if he's a sharecropper, so now we'd say like this, the husband works the field himself, he's not going to allow it to deteriorate. So once again, if the husband is sharecropper, even if he sells the rights to the peros, he's going to make sure that the field is okay, and we don't have to worry about selling the rights according to Abaye, but according to Rava, because if Revach Besa, it still would not be allowed. Inami, or third possibility, Zuze Vika Ovid Buhu Iska. Or maybe the difference is where the husband, Afkamino, where the husband, Zuze, takes the money from the sale, and the Ka'avid Buhu Iska, and he does business with the money. If he does business with the money, so then we're not worried about Rava. Why? Rava's reason, maybe worried about the land will deteriorate, and Abaye would not allow, in this case, the sale of the rights of the payros, because this land may get ruined if the husband is not taking care of it. But Rava would say this is not a problem. Why? Because if the husband is using the money from the sale and doing business with them, so there is Revach Besa, so then we don't have to worry about it, and you can sell the rights to the payros. And if you'll ask, hold on, if he sells the rights to the payros, he's getting money anyway. So wouldn't that be okay? He's in their Revach Besa. The answer is no. That's not steady income. That's not coming on a regular, he'll get a lot of money one time. But if there's money here, Zuze, and he can do business with that money, so there may be a steady income and that would be okay. This is all about the rights of the payros. But if you're telling me it's about Revach Besa and I need the household to be getting a profit somehow on a regular basis, so the Rush believes, so then the rights to the payros may be something that he cannot sell. But the payros themselves, he doesn't have to bring them home. He can sell the payros and have money, and that would be the same thing. The whole issue is where he's selling the rights to the payros, and that's not going to give him a steady income bringing into the home. That would be, that's the issue that we have with the husband selling the payros, the rights to the payros.